Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today, verses 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 9 through 11. Paul says, "For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed." Paul lists here his unworthiness to be an apostle and to be one who would proclaim the gospel. But he says, listen, first off, it's the truth, and I have to share it. Second of all, it wasn't me that actually was doing it. It was God speaking through me, compels me to share the gospel. I'm compelled by the love of God for me to share the love of God with others, he says in 2 Corinthians as well. But he says, look, I persecuted the church. I used to kill people because they believed, and I'm not worthy to be one of those ones that's out there preaching, but I am. You know why? Because it's true, and he's the one doing it through me. That's what I want to talk to you about today. We need to learn how to let the love of God that's for us come out of us. But we shouldn't try to go out in our own effort and our own strength to tell people about Jesus. We should believe that God will work through us and allow him to do so. Did you know that Jesus himself lived that way while he was in the flesh on the earth? In John chapter 14, verse 10, listen to what he says. He says, "Do not believe that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority." Although he had authority. "I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works." Jesus himself said, even the words you hear me speak, that's not me speaking. It's the Father speaking through me. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 28 and 29, listen to what Paul says. He says, "Him, Jesus, we proclaim, warning everyone that and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me." He says, I'm working hard, but actually it's not me. I'm very busy and active in the work of the gospel that God's given me, but it's not me doing it. It's God doing it through me. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, Paul says, "Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word." It's God who does his work in us. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. "We're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in us both to will," that's the desire, "and to act according to his good purpose." Folks, Paul said, "I'm not worthy to be out here preaching. I think I, in my mind, would have disqualified myself because of how I persecuted the church and killed believers. But God in his mercy, God in his grace has saved me anyway. And he's actually using me now to go out and preach the same thing I was putting people to death for preaching. And I am giving it my all. But actually, I know better than to think it's me. It's God who's working in me. And I want to challenge you to live that way. You know, we have a tendency to try to impress people with how busy we are. Are you being busy in your own strength? Are you being active in the power of God? There's a big difference. Again, don't try to be busy for busy's sake. You'll burn yourself out. You'll actually become weary. But his yoke is easy. His burden is light. When you know how to do what he does and what he wants to do through you by him doing it and not you. Many people look at the life I live and the travel and the many different speaking opportunities and radio programs and men's luncheons and Bible studies and speaking in churches and writing books and teaching the book of Revelation and traveling all the time. And people say, how do you do it? And I have to be honest and say, it's actually fun because it's what God has for me to do. And I'm letting him show me where he wants me to be. And I trust in him to help me with my study and my prayer time and my preaching of the word. And I pray you're benefiting from it as well. But please don't think, boy, that guy Jim, he's impressive. No, it's not Jim. He's not worthy to be preaching and to even be on the radio. But God's made me worthy. And it's him who's actually doing his speaking through me. And I pray you would learn how to do the same. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.